Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Attorney at County Law, Karen Cotty, joins us for the Wednesday morning legal briefs. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thank you.
Let's talk about shoveling snow and what your duty is as a homeowner. What do you have to do, if anything, if you're a renter? Tell us about this.
Well, there's municipal codes on these types of things, and you should get out and you should shovel. The Chicago ordinance basically says you have to get out there as soon as possible, but no later than, and there's all kinds of rules. If it snows between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., you've got to get out there by 10 p.m. If it snows between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., then you have to get out there by 10 a.m. So it's kind of a strange little rule here. And if you don't, you can be fined. And you can be fined $50. Businesses can be fined up to $500 if they don't shovel. You got to do it like a 5-foot swath to clear it out. And you got to do it on weekends, too. If you don't do it, you can be fined. And if you see somebody who's not shoveling, you can call 311 and they will come out and probably tag your door and tell you you should go shovel. And that's basically your obligation. But the rules are very strange because there are rules about shoveling, but then when it comes to liability for not shoveling, the rules get very, very complicated.
So if you shovel and someone falls because of the ice and snow, does insurance cover that?
Sure, insurance should cover that. Your homeowner's policy would defend that. And the rules are very strange. And basically, you should go out and shovel. And you or your businesses, we can't be perfectly responsible for everybody being safe. Because as we know, you're going to slip and fall. And especially going in and out of buildings. I don't know if you've been through revolving doors, but they're very slick. And there really is no liability because a building owner and anyone, you can't guarantee that someone's not going to slip and fall. The only way that you can really get liability against someone is if someone creates what we call an unnatural accumulation of ice or snow, which would mean we have something dripping off our roof, or we have plowed in a way that creates an ice slick, something that is not the normal ice and snow. And again, what that is, it all depends on the cases and it all depends on the jury.
So you walk down the sidewalk and some people don't shovel, so then you're forced to either go in the street or find another path. If your neighbors don't shovel and you can't walk down the sidewalk, then what?
Well, then I think you should call 311. And they will come out and find somebody. The other thing is in Chicago, and some of the suburbs have these like volunteer snow corps people, and you can call that number, and people, if they have the available volunteers, will come out and actually shovel your block, which is a really nice thing. So they got these kids on staff to do that. But, there's really not much you can do. And in a time like this, when a lot of people can't get out and shovel or they don't do it, it's a difficult thing.
And back to businesses for a second, and parking lots connected to businesses. What exactly is the obligation of the business to shovel?
The businesses have to shovel per ordinance. Most cities, including Chicago, has an ordinance that says that you must clear the way. Otherwise, you can be fined up to $500 per day. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect because people say, well, I was walking through the parking lot, they plowed it, but it created an ice slick, and I fell and I hurt myself. Do you have a lawsuit? Not necessarily, because again, the law doesn't hold a business owner to plow perfectly. It just can't be what we call an unnatural accumulation. Again, I know this sounds strange, but what is an unnatural accumulation is something that wouldn't have been there normally in a natural snowstorm.
As we start thawing out over the next week or so, you're going to start seeing melting snow, melting ice, then freezing ice, and then icicles from buildings, and that can be dangerous, and I would assume that a business could be liable for an icicle falling on somebody's head. You got to look up.
And that's another touchy thing. I don't know if we remember this, but several years ago, the Neiman Marcus building, a big piece of ice, unfortunately, hit somebody who was walking underneath and killed him, and there was a huge settlement. But those cases are not as easy as you would think, because a building can't control the ice and icicles falling off, from on top. I mean, there's just no way to do it. And you can clear that area, and you could put up barricades, and you could have put up signs of warning, but that's still not going to, it's still not going to help, because those things fall all over the place. I think, like, basically what it comes down to is that the building knows that there's a problem and knows that there have been these issues before. That's when they have the liability, because then they have some duty to at least try to do something to stop it.
Karen Cotty, attorney at Cotty Law, on the radio here on WGN this Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. And I imagine you'll be fielding lots of calls about snow removal, won't you, Karen?
I sure will.
All right, we'll be listening. Thank you.